This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sounds like Huey Lewis in the News to me. Damn if you don't. That's work. Working for the man. Jay, did you ever think you were working for the man?
No.
No. Yeah, my son is so funny when it comes to this stuff. We're always talking about the man, and he gets a large charge out of me, always trying to outsmart the man. And then after I tell him a story of me doing something like that, he'd say to me, "Dad, you are the man."
You're the man.
You're the man. All right, this is a Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The situation here for the fellow who was 42 years old, hadn't ever met his mother. He was stolen at birth. Jimmy Lippert embracing his birth mother for the first time. He's now a criminal defense attorney, and he was reunited with his mother, Maria Gonzalez, in Chile 4 decades after hospital workers were told the workers told the mother the son died after she gave birth to him. And you can imagine, instead, they arranged for him to be stolen, I guess put on the black market in a manner of speaking, right?
Basically, yes,
yeah. To have a baby that wasn't theirs. And
it's a miracle that he wasn't sold into some
slavery,
horrible life. Yeah,
right.
He was adopted by a good family, but it's not like his mom chose to put him up for adoption. She had no idea.
Yeah. So anyway, he did get DNA testing to make sure that there was a match, etc. So how did it come about? Did he try to find her? Did he know what his story was? I wasn't clear on that. How was it that the two of them actually got together? He grew up in Massachusetts, and the mother was, she was in Chile. So how the heck did they figure out?
He had no idea. He did one of those MyHeritage DNA tests to confirm his Chilean origin, and then he wanted to find more about himself, and...
Yeah, there you go.
One thing led to another.
Yep. All right. So that's cool. The political world focused on a number of things, including the trial date for Mr. Trump, the day before Super Tuesday. Duddle it on. And so this guy, he either falls into it or he arranges it. So the day before Super Tuesday, which is the presidential primary in more states than any other primary, March 4th, next year, he's going to be in court.
Is that coincidence or was that calculated?
That's the question that I'm sort of asking.
It just so happens,
right. He's so good at that. The theater, the playing, I just think it's, he's very apt at doing these sorts of things.
Wait, did Trump choose this? I thought this was chosen for him. I didn't know he had control over...
I don't know that he does
it. That's what I was saying. It's calculated against him, not him doing it.
Well, but how likely is it that it'll grab the headlines from the primary contestants? You know, what's going to get more attention? Trump on trial or Super Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. I'm betting I'll put money on Trump getting more headlines than whatever's going on Super Tuesday, frankly. The Republican National Committee Communications Director says if Trump wins Iowa and New Hampshire, then electorally in the primary, there's no impact because it's locked up at that time. So he could win without even... Right, he isn't doing much campaigning now, is he? How much is he on the road trying to... Right. The news media is doing it for him.
Yeah.
The news media that so dislikes him. This is the irony in all of this. The news media in general is like over the top trying to kill Trump's chances to be president. But yet they play into his hand. That's why I say he's so smart about this stuff. They keep hammering away at him, and the old expression, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. And Trump is the you know, it's all about name recognition. So Trump.
Well, but look at how Donald Trump has been used as identifiers in people in other stories that he has nothing to do. Either this person is a Trump supporter or this person is against Trump. And that is the only thing that Donald Trump has to even do with the story. Mm-hmm. And it's in the header. It's in the title of the article. Yeah.
So it's pathetic, actually, when you get right down to it. All right, who's doing well? What other candidates do we have? Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm so pleased with myself now that I know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Vivek.
Like cake. Okay. Vivek Ramaswamy has been told by Eminem to stop using this song on the campaign trail. Why would that be? All right, crank this up a little bit.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth.
What am I missing here?
This is a popular song for, like, workout playlists. And people love Eminem. Vivek is a fan of Eminem. He apparently had a side hustle when he was at Harvard. Mm-hmm. He was a libertarian-minded rap artist. He went by the stage name DaVake.
DaVake.
That was, it's kind of like this little side gig he had. And he liked to rap, and now he's bringing it to his appearances, or at least he did at one, what was it? It was a state fair in Idaho, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. But Eminem came out and was like, no, man, don't use my music. But we do see this a lot from artists, that if somebody who is in a different political party is using their music for anything, they tell them to stop because they don't want to be seen as being a supporter of them. Mm-hmm. When do we think, does anybody think that Eminem is supporting? Yeah. Like,
I don't think so.
It's just one of those things. You can tell that these candidates are choosing the music because they like it. And I, for one, feel like if I were a recording artist and more people were hearing my music, I would feel like, okay, well, maybe these people didn't like my music, but now they do because somebody that they like likes my music. More record sales.
So he has risen in national polling in terms of presidential primaries. The current average he's pulling among Republicans, about 10%. Of course, Trump is on top. DeSantis is in second place. But Ramaswamy is in third place. So he's doing better in cities than
his star is definitely rising.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Now, do you like what he has to say? I like some of the things. But then what they say and what they do, look at all the people who have made all the promises that they make running for whatever political office they run for. They say what it takes to get them elected, and then after that, I don't really mean that. Or, I'm not going to do it that way. I'll do it another way. It's like,
This is something that Jennifer Horne has said all the time of, don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me your track record. Show me what you have already done. And I think that's also another reason that Donald Trump has a leg up on everybody, because we have already seen him as president. Mm-hmm. Let's forget the personality issues of certain things that he says, and that he calls everybody names, and he can act like a petulant child a lot of the times. A lot of other adults do.
Like a jerk.
But when he actually, he does what?
He acts like a jerk a lot of the time.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. He is equal to all in his jerkiness, for sure. But we also did see a lot of the things he did as president, and there was a lot of good. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it truly comes down to Biden versus Trump, I think a lot of people who are against Trump will choose Trump over Biden full force.
Yeah. Would you?
I don't talk about who I vote for.
I do from time to time. I don't always.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do. I always vote for the Libertarian or somebody who's an independent. Like, I'm interested in Joe Manchin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in Ramaswamy to a point. I'm interested in Robert. Of all of them, I think I like RFK Jr. the best. In terms of substance.
Yeah. I just wish we could combine so many of them. They all have good qualities. They do. They do. And there are a lot of platforms and things that they're pushing that's like, okay, yeah, I can totally stand behind. But then there are other things where it's like, nope, nope, just can't do it. And we start choosing between the lesser of two evils, the lesser of five evils almost. Yeah, can we just make a tribunal instead of one?
Put
a few of them together?
Here's the story of the Attorney General in California, up to no good as usual. The Attorney General has sued a California school district over its policy requiring schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. What in the name of heaven is going on? This battle, this is certainly up to the parents of children.
Well, I can see both sides of this, because on the one sense, a parent should know what the child is up to. And if you're changing your pronouns in a public forum such as at school, then it's almost you're coming out. And you would think that
at what age is that appropriate?
Well, let me finish this point first.
Please.
And it's like you're coming out, but then at the same time, on the other side, there is some domestic abuse and parents who do not love unconditionally. And if they learn something like this about their child, they may beat them up. And so are you protecting your child? Is it one of those things of, is this considered coming out? And therefore, you're out in the world of what your pronouns are. So you would think that it would be open for everybody, including your own family.
So I guess I don't think that way, and maybe I should, in terms of abuse and parents who are not into or understanding of somebody's right to change who they are. And that's what they're doing, right? Changing who they are. Or are they just dealing with who they are?
They want to be seen how they feel and identified as such. And some do not feel, again, the whole gender versus sex. The sex is chromosome. Sex is scientific, and there are two sexes. Gender is a societal norm. And a lot of people do not fit into the boxes that societal norms have placed upon us.
Do you know anybody who's transgender?
Transgender. That's not non-binary, though. And I do know people who are non-binary, too.
I don't know either. At least, I don't know that I don't know. To me, I don't know anybody who's transgender that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody who's binary that I know of. So maybe it's just that I don't know it, or those people are not around me. I get a little flummoxed with all of the focus on this. Good thing time's up for this discussion. 18 after the hour.
Is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Want to see Ford's concept cars from way back when? Ford's Ted Ryan says they just keep adding more and more images and brochures to the Ford Heritage Vault, and there's no signs they're stopping.
We've uploaded high-resolution images, high-resolution brochures, so that the file sizes are great, the photography is beautiful. I think we're going to blow the traffic out of the water, like you said, again. You know, last month we added our location photography so you could get pictures of the roof and Highland Park, and we did that to celebrate Ford's 120th, and now we've added the concepts. And there'll be our next big batch of stuff will be in November, which I can't talk about yet, but you'll begin to get that in November. But these concept vehicles, we get countless requests for them, so I'm excited to be able to make them available to the public for the first time.
A cool fact about Ford's concept cars, Ryan says about 50% of the tech in concept cars makes it out onto the streets. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for?
Fine, I'll just read this.
Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay. 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kushner. It's social media time. Excuse me, I'm in his studio. I can't deal with my own allergies here, so excuse me. Excuse me. So here's an FBI contractor, retired, who seems to have coerced a dozen minors into sharing pretty explicit content and engaging in lewd acts over social media. This is somebody is. Do I identify? I sometimes feel if I come up with a name, Jay, that it gives them more notoriety. And why tell people who this is?
Or it shames them because they should be shamed.
All right. Well, Brett James, then. There you go. Of Arlington, Virginia, charged with two counts of sexual exploitation of children and production of child sexual abuse material, one count of attempted coercion and enticement, and one count of receipt of child porn after the father of a 13-year-old victim found what was going on and contacted the police.
This human being is disgusting.
Not even a human being. How does a human being do this? This is a sub-human being.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deserve to be categorized in the same
mind
group as you and me.
Oh, absolutely. The mind manipulation, and not just coercing, but straight up, this guy threatened to die by suicide if this 13-year-old didn't supply what he wanted. How
sick. You sick SOB. You son of a... Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So how does somebody get like this? How do you get so sick? How do you get so focused on such inappropriate behavior, inappropriate conversation? How do you get there? Where does it start? It's got to, you know, you think about all the guys like Epstein and his whole thing, people who are fascinated with children sexually. Who does that?
Pedophiles. Absolutely gross.
There? Yeah, but how do you get to that point? Where does it, you know, these...
Well, that's definitely, the psychological conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, we're disgusted by this, as well we ought to be. And then you look at the whole business of that movie, The Sound of Freedom, and what it deals with, and how prominently people and groups have had these experiences. There's all kinds of support groups all over the place to help people who have gone through this with somebody in their family or gone through it themselves.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. Maybe I'm just too damn naive. Well,
and a lot of times when it comes to abusers, it can be somebody that you don't know. But more often than not, it's somebody who is close to the family or even in the family, a relative, a friend. And that's why it's so important to talk to our children, not just about strangers. Not every stranger is dangerous, but not every adult is safe.
Mm-mm.
And teaching about what to watch out for and that there are no secrets. If anybody tells you to keep a secret from your parents, even playfully, it's inappropriate.
Yeah. So is this tied at all to the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about transgender children and what any nonconforming young person, they can't find a safe haven? And so might they be, you know, you wonder whether the two, if there's a merging somewhere of the interests or the problems that are encountered by, you know, in this case, the students and what was going on with their parents and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you said something that was pretty apt, and I didn't think about it that way, of children being abused who want to go through this, and now they're liable to try to escape from their parents, and they get into the hands of somebody who's a purveyor of this sort of stuff, and it makes it even worse than... But you know what I'm saying?
Like a backstreet operation or something.
Right. Yeah.
It's just also dangerous.
It is. Tough time. All right, 20 and after.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida is bracing for Tropical Storm Idalia coming in from the Gulf side of the state. It is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane when it hits land early Wednesday morning Eastern Time. Expect storm surges of up to 11 feet around Florida's Big Bend and winds around 70 miles an hour. The storm is expected to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain from Tuesday into Thursday and across parts of the west coast of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, southeast Georgia, and the eastern Carolinas, where it could flood streets. It's currently located off western Cuba, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Am I on the beat or not? I've never been good at clapping. As Jay Kirschner's laugh, Doug Steffen here. With the Resiliency of a Good Day program, how do you do? Nice to have you on board with us. Speaking of resiliency, if you, really, when you look at what's going on in Maui and you've seen how many different pictures have you seen or video of the island, the way it was and the way it is, and what they're going to do to try to recover. This is a really interesting experience to go through. I think it would be fascinating to go there and just kind of be a bird on the wall, listening and watching and seeing as people try to figure out what's going on. And of course, the usual. Okay, who's to blame? Who's taking responsibility? The electric company acknowledged that the power line started the wildfire. Yep. But now they want to blame the firefighters for declaring the blaze contained when it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a second breakout, and therefore it's not our fault. Are you kidding? Well, they got some kind of balsam, I'll tell you that, to try to pass it off on the firefighters. Well, maybe the firefighters weren't, you know, at their best. I'm not trying to figure that side of the story out. But when you don't do what you need to do to take care of your facility, and you are then, as far as I'm concerned, legally responsible, and so...
It just all never should have happened in the first place.
No!
Really. The utility company is saying that the firefighters declared the blaze contained and left the scene. That's what they allege. And maybe that happened, maybe it didn't happen. The power lines never should have gotten to the way they were. But also, what about all of the people who... posted to social media about power lines and the high winds and seeing some power lines starting to fall and taking videos of it rather than alerting anybody that what was happening, because some of those are going around social media saying like they thought that it wasn't going to be a big deal and then all of a sudden it turned into this. Well, is there any responsibility for people who saw something and didn't say anything?
This is so frustrating. When you look at these things, people are, they so want to not be responsible. It's your job. And it starts with the Hawaiian Power Company. It does. But then after that, is there something, okay, so they declare, the fire shouldn't have happened in the first place, as you just said. That's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oh, you didn't do your job after the fire got out of control. That's not, who the hell do you think you are coming up with that? And so
well,
the lawyers are all over the place.
Was adding to things. Did you see all of these arborists, too? That big banyan tree that's in the heart of Lahaina, badly burned and trying to survive. It is technically still alive, and the arborists are there trying to save this tree because this tree is...
History.
Lahaina is iconic anyway, but just this tree is so... Oh, I hope they can save it.
It's history. It really is. Yep. I just find... All right, so Joe the plumber is dead. Who remembers who Joe the Plumber was? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Joe the Plumber. I don't know why I find that whole thing as interesting. He questioned Obama's tax proposals during the campaign. Remember when Obama was running the first time in 2008?
Yeah, the policy
to increase
taxes for small business owners.
Yep, right.
And that's who you really don't want to hurt, the small business owners, let's be real.
No.
And
without small business, you got nothing. This country
exactly.
is built on small businesses.
Exactly. And he spoke his mind against it, was a big commentator, a conservative activist.
He ran for something. I forget. I remember he ran for something, some office. He's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it was Toledo.
Toledo.
Right? Yeah. I remember we were going to school. Heidelberg is about 45, 50 miles southeast of Toledo. You know the area. You grew up in Cleveland. And one of the things I learned in becoming an Ohioan, a Buckeye, was how to pronounce Toledo. It wasn't Toledo. It was Toledo. And so I was in the Heidelberg College Concert Choir, and we'd go up and sing at places in Toledo, and we had to make sure we understood that.
Oh, because the locals would say Toledo.
Right. Well, they would say, they would ask, are you a soprano? So the sopranos were singing in Toledo, Ohio. Anyway, I just find this guy. So he's 49, he died.
Yeah, prostate cancer. He lost his battle.
Yeah. That's tough stuff, man. You get into that. My friend, next door neighbor, had discovered that prostate cancer was in his family, and he got into it when he was 61. Suffered from it greatly till he died 20 years later. Horrible stuff.
That's one of those cancers
horrible.
That so many of the symptoms mimic other ailments, and so you don't realize you have it until you're in a later stage, which is just, early detection
time,
is everything.
Yeah, well, most of the time, that's why you get your prostate checked. Gentlemen, always get your prostate checked every single year when you have your physical until you're 75. As my doctor said to me, well, you won't ever have your prostate checked again. And I looked at him and I said, what? He said, the insurance doesn't pay for it anymore. I said, why is that? And he said, because if you've made it to 75 and your prostate isn't enlarged enough to become a cancerous thing, a lot of men well into their 90s have prostate cancer and they don't die from it. It's when you're younger and it happens to be more aggressive, that's when it gets you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you didn't know that. There you
no.
go. All right, let's talk about, well, first I want to do the, before I talk about China, this airline that's testing an only adults zone in airplanes. Hello, this needs to be every airline. Are you listening? Every airline. And the plane yesterday coming out to Minneapolis, I'm out here visiting my sister who lives in Belle Plaine. And the first seat in first class was a mother and her baby. And that baby screamed all the way.
How old was the baby?
Maybe 3-4 months.
Oh, you know, the poor thing was probably in pain.
Right. You get the ear stuff and the, who knows what goes on. So it bothers people. And very
have no soul or heart or compassion? Yeah, I would see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen. enough people who have that, and what you know, who's going to fix that? I don't know how you're going to do that. It's different.
Well, my question is, okay,
the bigger the plane, the easier it is to do. Yes.
Yeah, and I totally get this, having adult-only zones where it is adults, and then you put families or children in a different area. But it's not like the plane is that big that you won't be disrupted mm-hmm. if a baby is having ear-popping issues and in pain and crying or anything like that. You're still going to hear it. It might not be as loud as if they were sitting next to you, but it's kind of like when back in the day when you could smoke in restaurants, and it's like, do you want the smoking section or the non-smoking section?
You used to be
section?
Able to smoke in
and
airplanes.
It was a divider. It was just a little divider of the non-smoking section versus the smoking section.
Right,
it was like the whole place is a smoking section. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, the airplanes were the same. I remember the first airplane ride I had from Cleveland to Boston coming back when I was a student at Heidelberg. And I sat in the back of a plane. It was American Airlines 707, fairly new plane. I had to sit in the back seat, and it was just the last, like, 10 rows where people smoking. It was gross. Gross. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Gross. Ugh. So, anyway. So let's see here. Also, as long as we're in the airline department, American Airlines deserves this. Talk about American all the time. I happen to use them all the time because of my status, and I can easily sit where I want to sit. But under the circumstances, are they the best-run airline? No, of the top four or five, they're probably the... Well, in the survey that was done, the most popular airlines, the top 10, I think that JetBlue was on the bottom, and then American, and then, you know, Sun. Actually, Spirit came in better than I thought they would. Anyway, the story with American is they've been fined $4 million by the government because of dozens of complaints in which passengers have been kept on board planes without a chance to get out during ground delays. This is absolutely inexcusable. Inexcusable? Yeah, that's better. This is unnecessary. So they have to
say that they technically left on time because they pushed back from the
government. Right. Exactly. That's all it is. It's a joke. The department says the investigation revealed the last 3 or 4 years, American kept 43 domestic flights stuck on the ground for 3 hours without giving passengers the chance to deplane. That's damnable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and why should there be an exception to this rule? They have gates. How many, I can remember, especially at LAX, get on the plane to go from Boston to LAX, and we get in there, they'd crow, we arrived 40 minutes early. Well, you sit on the tarmac and wait for a gate to open up for a half an hour.
Yeah.
So what good is it? Nonsense. So, anyway, I think they have gotten what they deserve. Much of the problem has to do with the regional carriers, American Eagle, that sort of thing. So they're supposed to be. So I want to know where this money goes. Do they have a list of the 5,000 passengers, and are they going to send them? Is the government going to send checks to everybody? Because otherwise, the $4 million, what's the point I don't want it to go into the copper.
Isn't that what those things you have to sign up somewhere to say that you were one of these passengers, and once they prove it, you get a portion?
Right, yeah. You get some of the money. So anyway, 1%. There's 7.5 million flights operated by American Airlines that were scrutinized. Wow. And most of the delays, by the way, happened at their headquarter airport in Dallas. Right. And then, let's see, most of the others are in Texas. San Antonio, Houston, flights diverted all over the place because American says, well, the weather's so bad, thunderstorms, you know, that kind of stuff, they can't manage to have the gates open. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're running the airline. There are also problems at Reagan in Washington. So that factor is, well, you know what, that's your problem. You're running the airline, figure it out.
Yeah, well, and don't airlines, if they don't push back from the gate, if they are delayed leaving the gate, do they get fines or something? What is the situation that's causing them to say, hey, it is more important for us to be on, technically, quote-unquote, on time by pushing back from the gate, but we will sit on the tarmac for a length of time? What needs to be switched about that so that they can... If you need to move your plane, move the plane. Don't put people on it. That's fine. If somebody else needs the gate because they're coming in and you can't leave on time, move the plane.
Yep. I agree with you. All right. Here's the story of a pilot that reunited a 9-year-old with her doll that was lost halfway around the world. This is very interesting. Young lady, Beatrice... it was a doll, right, named Beatrice. And the 9-year-old... left the, somehow, the folks were going to, Japan. She left the doll on the plane. And this was an American Airlines thing. Somebody found it and returned it to her. So good news about American. Here we go.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered. Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements. I'm Chairman Meow.
And then springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vests to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 53 after the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Jay and me on the Good Day program. Good Day Health, an important adjunct to our conversation because along with food and farm and family and how we live and how we decide to take the various trails of life, what you choose in terms of your own health and well-being, very, very important. And so Jack is here to talk as we have these people on the, well, the two sides, obviously, to the continuing focus on COVID. There are those who are screaming from the rooftops, look out! We're going to get it again! Ah! And then there are those who are a bit more responsible, who actually are calling out medicine, certain sectors of the medical community, for making this, well, it was a blunder before, and anybody who goes down this road, I get that you may want to get shots, okay, that's your decision to make. It may not be my decision, and it certainly won't be Jack Stockwell's decision. But, you know, to keep screaming and yelling about this thing is that not only it's the mildest thing I can say about it, Jack, is that it's a disservice to Americans and to humanity, but it just is ridiculous. And
well, you know, you have to examine what's behind it.
Okay, go ahead.
What's behind the whole thing? I think it's experiments in shutting down our society. Experiments in crowd control, quarantining, lockdowns. No, it's not. And there are more and more people who have put their foot down and said, not again. Now, they're talking about ARIS, E-R-I-S, the next version that's coming along, new mutation. There's three others that are... You know, it's whichever one gets the spotlight is going to be the next biggie. So I just sent along some information about ivermectin and an interesting thing that happened in Peru, because most of these countries, well, all of them except the United States, pick up the health bill of their citizens.
Yeah.
And so they want stuff that works. And so ivermectin was not banned in Peru when COVID broke out 3 years ago, and they had a 74% reduction in excess deaths across 10 Peruvian states compared to local to the other nearby countries of South America.
How do you define excess deaths? Is it that were directly
compared
related
to previous years? Compared to previous years during cold and flu season, and so and then of course pressure was placed upon them because ivermectin was getting the spotlight in a positive nature, so they restricted it. And as soon as they restricted it, there was a 14-fold or a 13-fold increase in COVID deaths as soon as they banned ivermectin. My whole point is, I would suggest, and I don't prescribe this stuff, but I suggest to my patients when they ask me, how do we get prepared for the next go-around? And I said, well, you know that I always promote the immune pack from Standard Process at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of ivermectin on hand, at least one good dose for each person of the family.
How do you get it, though?
You can go online. You just go online and Google ivermectin sources. You'll have a small conversation with a medical doctor. He'll review your case to make sure you're okay and you don't have allergies.
Online? The doctor's online?
Online. And you'll have a conversation with them, and then they'll send you a dose, and it's rather inexpensive.
Do you take it when you're getting the symptoms, or you just take it as a precaution?
Some people take it as a precaution, but the recommended dosage is to when you start to feel like something's going on inside you, just like anybody that felt like a cold or a flu was coming over them, you would start taking the dose. It says so much that you take for 5 days in a row.
How would that compare to the drug that came out that was you had to take within 5 days of getting COVID in order to be cured of it? I forget what it's called, what the drug's called. But
are we talking about Paxlovid?
Yep, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's the recommended one now by the medical profession. Mm-hmm. But then again, that is very disruptive of your own immune system. Ivermectin doesn't have any effect on the immune system. What it does is it prevents the replication of the viral elements that are involved with COVID. And completely safe. It's been around for 100 years now. It's been used with malaria and several other kinds of diseases that have some kind of a parasitic effect on the body. And it's the spike protein that is triggered development inside the body from the mRNA vaccines it seems to inhibit its growth.
I think you just take vitamin C, you take zinc, you take golden seal, echinacea, all the things that build up your immune system, and forget about all this other stuff. That's what I've done, and much of it at your recomendation. It's just, I feel comfortable.
Well, that's why some people get sick and some people don't. People who don't get sick have strong, resistant immune systems.
I choose a good, strong immune system, thank you very much, and so does Jack. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.